So we're speaking with Tristan Vautier, who turned the quickest time of the day today on Thursday in pre-race promoter testing sessions for round six of the Star Mazda Championship at Mossport. And it was kind of an interesting day, Tristan, with the terrible temperatures later in the day, and you were quick in the morning when it was at least a little cooler. Tell me about how it went for you.
It went pretty well. We managed to get up to speed pretty quickly. I was quite happy with the balance of the car this morning, and we set a pretty fast time. No, it's about, you know, keeping working hard and keep improving to stay at the front and for nobody to catch up, you know.
Okay. How did the track change between the morning and the afternoon? What did it make the car do, that heat? I mean, how did it change the behavior of the car?
I didn't feel a big change in, you know, the balance of the car, but just the overall lap times were way slower. The temperature was really high, and I just think we lost some overall grip. So, we're going to qualify at 8 in the morning and race at 8 in the morning, so it was not really representative of what the rest of the weekend was going to be like, you know. So it was good just to see how the car was reacting to this change, you know. But I think the track is going to be different for the rest of the weekend. That's what we had for the session at 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock. So.
I gather that you had a little off-track excursion in the final session. Are you okay? Is your car okay? Everything going to be good for tomorrow?
Yeah, everything should be fine. I just dropped the wheel at the middle of turn three, you know, in the grass, and I just couldn't recover it. I just went straight to the wall, and that was just the front nose and the corner, so we should be able to repair it. It's just bad for the guys because it gives them extra work, you know, but it's we shall be all set for tomorrow, you know.
On a track like this, how important is your qualifying position?
I think it's always really important. You can see, like, especially with these cars who have a lot of downforce, it's pretty hard to follow other cars and get close enough to make a move, but we have a long straight line here, so the move is definitely possible, but it's, as everywhere, qualifying is going to be really important. I think, you know, like, for sure it may be a bit easier to pass than at a track like Barber, but I think, you know, qualifying is going to be key as usual.
Do you have any particular strategy in mind for the race, or any way you want to run it? Is tire conservation going to be a big factor here?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm just, you know, thinking about tomorrow's practice and then qualifying. But yeah, I think for the race, it's, you know, even if it's going to be early in the morning, the temperature may be pretty high, so tires may go away pretty quickly. So it's, for sure, it's going to be something to look after as often, because our races are always pretty long, and when you start with a full fuel tank, you know, it's pretty hard on the tires, so it's always something you want to look after.
Okay, Tristan, thank you very much for your time. Good luck tomorrow,
no problem,
and good luck in the race. I hope we see you on the podium on Sunday.
Yeah, I hope to. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.